With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A Gallatin County District Judge today released the booking photo of Congressman Greg Gianforte. Gianforte pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault in July for body-slamming Ben Jacobs, a reporter for the British newspaper The Guardian, on the eve of Montana's special election last May. Gianforte was sentenced to 40 hours of community service and 20 hours of anger management counseling, which he says he's completed. He was also required to be booked, photographed, and fingerprinted. Gianforte unsuccessfully fought the booking requirement in August. The image was not made public until Judge Holly Brown released it today. The mugshot will likely be used in attack ads against the Republican congressman when he runs for re-election next year. During his sentencing appearance, Gianforte apologized to reporter Ben Jacobs, saying he looked forward to sitting down with him in Washington, D.C. Gianforte says he has offered to meet, but that the reporter has yet to take him up. Jacobs says Gianforte has refused an on-the-record interview. The photo is on our website, mtpr.org. Republican legislative leaders say Democratic Governor Steve Bullock has all the authority he needs to cut the state budget to address an unexpected revenue shortfall, and they aren't interested in a special session to make cuts or raise taxes. House Speaker Austin Knutson said today he believes cuts to services for Montana's most vulnerable residents were recommended intentionally to force the legislature's involvement. Leaders argue there's room for cuts in the bureaucracy that won't hurt services. The governor's budget director is forecasting revenues will be $227 million less than needed to balance the budget through mid-2019. State law gives Bullock the authority to cut up to 10% of general fund spending. About 75 tribal health leaders and people who work with them are meeting in Helena today and tomorrow to work on a multi-year suicide prevention initiative. Anna Whiting Sorrell with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes' Health Department has been involved since Governor Steve Bullock set aside funding for Native American suicide prevention in the 2015 state budget. A further $1 million was set aside in the 2017 budget. That has led to this week's gathering with representatives from all of Montana's tribes, as well as the State Health Department and Federal Indian Health Service. Whiting Sorrell is calling it historic.
When you bring in urban programs and have all of the five urban programs in a room too, that really makes it historic. And that you have state employees and IHS employees. I've been doing healthcare since the early 80s. And I don't remember a time when that has happened.
Because all of the tribes and urban Indian health centers serve different populations, Whiting Sorrell says they'll need to tailor suicide prevention efforts to their individual communities. The meeting is to help them do that, while at the same time addressing common challenges and looking for ways to assist one another. Federal data released last week shows that Native Americans and Alaska Natives have the highest suicide rate of any ethnic group in America, followed closely by whites, with African American, Hispanic, and Asian Pacific Islander populations having substantially lower rates. National Park Service statistics show that more than 3 million people visited Glacier National Park so far this year, making it the busiest year in park history. Visitation is slightly down at Yellowstone. 3.3 million people had visited Glacier through September. That's nearly a 13% increase compared to the same period last year, when the park just barely fell short of the 3 million mark. Total visitation in September, however, was down compared to the same month last year due to a fire that closed a large swath of the west side of Glacier, including going to the Sun Road. Yellowstone National Park saw a similar decline in September numbers, but it was due to snowy conditions. The National Park Service reports just over 640,000 people visited Yellowstone in September. The visitation was down about 9% from September of last year. So far in 2017, Yellowstone has hosted more than 3.8 million visits.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. The state received a $650,000 grant this week aimed at smoothing the path between high school and college or career training. Montana's 86% graduation rate ranks 19th in the nation, but Deputy Commissioner of Higher Education John Seck said that many students are not prepared for what comes after.
They're not thinking about the next step in their lives beyond high school. They're not thinking about how they could really maximize their 4 years in high school to prepare them for four-year college or apprenticeship opportunities.
The Dennis and Phyllis Washington Foundation grant gives the Commissioner of Higher Education's office 4 years of funding to create the initiative called I Graduate Montana. A goal is to connect students with career fields that need workers. Montana already has a labor shortage in many fields and is projected to lose almost a quarter of the workforce in the next 10 years, Seck said. That's due to a growing state economy and aging population, according to the Commissioner's office. SEC says that the initiative will use existing collaborations with organizations across the state and choose 10 schools each year to receive mini-grants through the initiative. Details on specific education programs have not yet been released. With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer.